WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
I know one. Thanks for tuning in. Sonos is in the WNRN studios right now, and they are also playing at the Southern tonight. And we're looking forward to talking with them and also giving away a pair of tickets to tonight's show. And this hour is made possible by Crutchfield, specializing in state-of-the-art home, car, and portable entertainment products. Going on through February 1st, it's the Big Game TV event where you can finally get that big screen HD TV you've been wanting. Also, there are home theater systems for sound to match your HD TV and furniture for the new system. That's the annual Big Game Big TV event going on at Crutchfield in the Rio Hill Shopping Center, Charlottesville, and Cloverleaf Shopping Center, Harrisonburg. Also, this hour made possible by Charlottesville's urban culinary experience, the X Lounge, featuring a global menu with small plates and share platters, specialty cocktails at the bar, and global beats on the sound system. The kitchen at the X Lounge is open until 1 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday. There's girls' night out every Tuesday and a DJ and dance party for students every Thursday. The X Lounge is in the Glass Building on 2nd Street, Southeast Charlottesville. Also, today's programming supported by 17 East Beverly Antiques, which features a variety of collectibles, one-of-a-kinds, vintage, and quality antiques in downtown Stanton. 17 East Beverly Antiques is a showroom for 11 different dealers to give you that shop-within-a-shop experience. 17 East Beverly Antiques is open Monday through Saturday at 10 a.m., Sundays 1 to 5. For more information, bevant.com. And all the way from Southern California, it's Sonos. Good morning, gentlemen and ladies. How are
good morning.
You?
Good morning. We're great.
Well, good. I'm so glad to have you here. I was kind of hoping that someone could tell the story of this group. I know that you come out of Southern California, but I know at least one of you went to the Berklee School of Music, which, of course, is on, like, the other coast. To me, it's kind of interesting how you all came together. So who's elected to tell the story here this morning?
I'll go ahead. This is Chris from Sonos. We all went to, at least one point or another, we all went to Southern California colleges. And,
I was saying you might want to be a little closer.
Is this close enough?
You're doing fine there, Chris.
Fantastic. we all went to Southern California schools, four of us to UCLA, one of us to USC, one of us to UC Irvine. Three of us at UCLA were at different times in the same a cappella group. We've all worked in vocal music in various avenues, and I think at least a pair of each of us with each other at some point before this. And so it would take a really long time to actually give you the breakdown play-by-play of how we all came together, but each pair of us has worked together before. We all called one another and kind of joined up on this project between 1 and 3 years ago.
And so you all came together at some point in Southern California, mm-hmm. and all had a cappella experience. You decided to become a group. Six voices? Is that, any particular reason for that many people, or just the actual equal matching of male and female voices that you were looking for?
Well, six was sort of like not too many and not too few. When the project very first started about 3 years ago, we didn't really know what it was going to be yet. We just started recording songs. It was a larger group of us, and it sort of got pared down to six at one point through, starting to plan touring and whatnot, and just the logistics of moving a group of people around who were going to sing together and stuff. We thought that any smaller than six might be serious rearrangement for needed for the music, and but with six we can pull off everything we do. So
we've got Sonos in the WNRN studios this morning. They are playing tonight at the Southern. Doors open at 7 and music starts at 7:30 tonight. How about if we start off with a tune live from you all? What are you going to do first?
This is called Wicked Game, originally by Chris Isaac.
Ah.
WNRN. We've got Sonos live in the WNRN studios this morning, and they're playing tonight at the Southern, an all a cappella group from Southern California. And I think one of the interesting things about listening to the record and also just to hear about what other people say about it is kind of your choice of songs and the arrangement. That seems to be a lot of the draw. A lot of these are very modern songs. I think, my experience of listening to the a cappella groups when I was in college, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth, was that they tended to want to do like the barbershop stuff, all the standards. And of course, they were really, really fun. But you guys are choosing, obviously Chris Isaak, Rufus Wainwright, Sarah Bareilles, which I guess she also shows up on this album too, which is kind of cool. A song we'll feature at the end of the show, that your Michael Jackson cover. Just an interesting group of songs. So first, I guess the question is, what are you looking for a song in terms of covering? Obviously, I would say the first number one was you like it. Beyond that, what are you looking for in terms of a song that you guys are going to arrange and then perform?
The lion's share of the arranging is done by myself and Jessica and Kathy, and I think it's true for all three of us that it'll be, usually it's a song that, yeah, you're right, that A, we like, and that B, we, I think, hear potential in for sort of our own creative and performance voice to kind of come through in a reworking of that song. Some of the songs are pretty close to the original. Some of them are a whole lot different than the original, as, folks will hear with I Want You Back later on. I think something that, not only is a song that we like and that is really good, but that could serve as a canvas for you know, some of our own ideas, our own musical ideas.
So, you know, let's take Rufus Wainwright's "Oh What a World." When you're looking at that song, I mean, this is a person who, I mean, you obviously all come with vocal talent, and he's known as a great vocalist. But you know, how do you fill out a song like that? Because I think one of the things, at least I've seen with the videos of him, is that you know. He's up there, and the band's around, but he's the main focus.
He's
and
a showman, yeah.
He's definitely it. So with somebody like that, where, you know, it's not like Fleet Foxes, which we can talk about later, which is a band of individuals and lots of voices. What about that particular song, and then what did you enhance that, in a sense, he couldn't do with a band with your vocals?
Well, that's one of the arrangements that, you know, tempo-wise and key-wise, we kept, you know, pretty much where it was. And I think what I wanted to pull off with it was trying to get six voices to be, you know, to do the bolero thing and to, you know, deliver an orchestra at the end. And, you know, I hope we pull that off. I'm not really sure, but
if I may hop
absolutely.
In, I do the solo on that song, and it was probably one of the most difficult recording things of my life because it was Rufus Wainwright, and I was like trying to do it like him, and they're like, don't do it like him. And I would do it my way, and they're like, don't do that either. And they're like, do something in between. And it was like, oh, what does that mean? So it was very difficult to kind of take something that is so iconic for people that know it and to turn it into what it's going to be for Sonos. But I would say that it stems into talking about the recording, because while live we do basically do what we do on the recording also has elements that just can't be done by the six voices. And even with our pedals, we use effects pedals in performance. We can kind of get some of the effects we use on the recording live, but there's something to be said about mixing six voices where you get to layer and add more parts. And, you know, especially with a song like that, we just had fun and just kept throwing down, do this, do a cymbal crash, do this part, you know, and it allows us to really experiment. The studio and the stage are two different beasts, I think.
Beasts, indeed. Ann Williams with you on this Wednesday morning. We've got Sonos in the WNRN studios. They're playing at the Southern tonight. Another live tune for us. What are you going to do next?
This is called Enjoy the Silence. Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world, painful to me, pierce right through me. Don't you understand, oh my little girl? All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very necessary. They can only do are spoken to be broken. Feelings are intense. Words are trivial. Pleasures remain. So does the pain. Words are meaningless and forgettable. Now, all I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary. They can only do harm. Shh.
All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary. They can only do
WNRN live music with Sonos in the WNRN studio. I'm feeling very fortunate this morning to have these young folks from Southern California, Sonos, in the WNRN studios this morning doing a cappella music. They'll be putting on a show at the Southern tonight at 7:30. And so you guys are swinging through the East Coast, and you guys are going to head up to the big NPR complex. What is it, tomorrow?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty exciting.
Weekend edition.
Yeah, and it's a great opportunity to speak to literally millions of people. But I imagine that part of what you're doing here today and what you'll be probably doing on this whole tour is really kind of speaking the gospel individually to people about a cappella music. But you're kind of in a really kind of cool time for a cappella music, especially the kind that you're doing. My kids, who are teenagers, are all about this Glee program on TV, and they love it. And they had to watch the big finals and everything. And have you found that kind of this resurgence of a cappella music has helped you, with your own work and getting people interested in it?
The funny thing about Glee is that it's not even a cappella, but it still totally is the same sort of audience and the same sort of fans. But I definitely think it has helped us, and we hope that it'll help us even more. Some of the stuff that we do is maybe a little bit not as accessible as some of the stuff on Glee and stuff like that, but we hope that people will enjoy it nevertheless, I think.
Well, they certainly do contemporary songs as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to hear. I'm kind of curious a little bit about arrangements, because one of the things that most a cappella groups is they obviously have to fill in all sorts of parts, and always fascinated by the vocal rhythm section. And you've got a pretty active one this morning.
Ben, you want to do some beatbox stuff?
Well, I mean, whatever. I mean, just to kind of talk about, maybe what... You know, kind of how you do it, or what you're looking for, what kind of sounds.
Sure. I try, and a lot of beatboxing in a cappella these days is trying to be. Look, I'm beatboxing. I try and definitely play a subtle role within, the group complex. I try and stick to subtlety as my mantra, and. And keeping just like a steady,
steady beat.
Exactly.
Cool.
And
that said, he can do some pretty ridiculous stuff.
Well,
yeah.
We kind of hope so, actually. That's kind of part of the fun, I think. Well, we've got Sonos in the WNRN studios this morning, tonight at the Southern Doors at 7 show at 7:30. One more live tune for us this morning. What are you guys going to do?
Yeah, we're going to do a beautiful arrangement by Chris called White Winter Hymnal by. Originally by a band called Fleet Foxes.
I was following the pack all swallowed in their coats, with scarves of red tied round their throats, to keep their little heads from falling. Then I turn around and there you go. I was following.
was following, I was following, I was following, I was following the path of blood in their guns, with scars of red dye round their bones, to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. Then I turned round and there you go, and like a huge ball, observing white snakes.
WNRN Sonos in the WNRN studios this morning, playing at the Southern tonight. Doors open at 7 and music starts at 7:30. It's been a great pleasure to have you all here. And good luck on your tour and going up to the nation's capital. I hope that you have much luck up there and with your time there.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Pleasure being here.
Thanks again. And we're going to go ahead and you know, it's kind of funny when people do a cover of someone as gigantic as Michael Jackson, and then, you know, his unfortunate passing this summer. I'm just kind of curious whether you guys had already worked this up before all that drama took place.
It had been about a year.
Yeah,
we had been doing it about, almost a year.
Before he passed. We'd been doing this song for about a year before he passed.
Yeah, we had a local group who they just were big Randy Newman fans, and so they did the Louisiana 1927 song, and because they just love Randy Newman. And then Katrina happened, and everybody covered that song, and I'm like, oh, but this was so good. But so I'm glad to hear you were interested in doing some of these songs with Michael Jackson, because I saw actually a show recently where they did do a Michael Jackson song, and I'm sure it had to do with the fact that he passed. It was great.